Tanjay Powers joins us on this Monday morning. Is it raining in New York? It's raining here. Kind of depressing.
No, not yet, but we have a nor'easter coming this week. So
I know. It's like canceled thousands of flights. How does one prepare for a nor'easter? I mean, I know what to do in tornado weather.
Well, it is not a lot of fun to walk in one, I'll tell you that.
Your umbrella's all inside out.
It is, yeah. You find it, yeah, I gave up on umbrellas a couple of years ago after, you know, I ruined a couple here.
Yeah.
And so raincoat is your best friend and, you know, get the boots out.
Yeah, I know, but it's still the coolest name for a storm that we have, right?
It really kind of is.
It just makes you feel like you're from Boston when you say it. No accent necessary. All right, tell me about quality of life and how the states rank up. There's a new study.
There is. It's got all of the, you know, best overall states, you know, the whole rankings, all of the categories, infrastructure, crime and corrections, healthcare, education, all that. Quality of life, I think, is a really interesting one in this particular the U.S. News rankings. And number one in quality of life is North Dakota.
Yes, which you wouldn't think would necessarily be the case, but they've got a lot of stuff going on there.
Oh, they do. Yeah, I mean it's a nice little state. I've been there a couple of times and you know, enjoyed it. People are very friendly. I remember one of the weirdest things I saw, having gone from, I mean, I'm from the South, but I've lived here for 5 years now, but I went from here to North Dakota and went to a CVS pharmacy, and no lie, people like would leave their vehicle running in the parking lot because it was cold.
Okay.
And nobody bothered it.
Yes,
it was the most bizarre. I was like, are you kidding? Just fine. I mean, not everybody, obviously.
No, but some.
Like, you know, the whole state's idling in the parking lot. But I was just stunned by this.
All right. Now, so who ends up at the top of the list on this study and who's at the bottom of the list?
Well, overall, you mean?
Yes.
Okay. Iowa is number one.
I saw that, which is interesting. Iowa's a great state.
Iowa's a great
yes.
state.
You know what I think Iowa has, you know, why they're able to have quality of life?
Well, no, wait a minute. You overall and quality of life are two different
Well, no,
categories
I, well,
here.
Yeah, but I mean, they got the overall win, right? I mean, Iowa did.
Iowa did, but they're ninth for quality of life.
All right, well, still not bad in 50 states.
Yeah,
we're in Illinois. We're always at the bottom of all these lists. Iowa doesn't have a major metropolitan population city, which seems to sort of like, in a state like Illinois, you have Chicago and then you have everything else, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you have all of those people. It's really hard. I think Iowa is one of those states that doesn't have to worry about all that expense, and therefore it's spread out a little bit, and all of those categories seem to do better. I don't know. What's at the bottom of the list?
Bottom of the list, quality of life is California.
Really?
Okay. By the way, quality of life, Illinois is 47.
Yeah, I know.
So we're almost to the bottom.
But if you're looking
for the overall state rankings, Louisiana is at the bottom at number 50.
At number 50. Wow. Okay, where does Illinois rank overall? You said 46, or was that in quality of life?
That was quality of life.
Yeah.
Overall, 35.
Okay, that's better than I would have expected. So there you have it. Where does New York, where does the Big Apple fall in all of this and all of its surroundings? Because you have a big state, we tend to think of just the city, but where does the state itself fall?
If you're looking at overall, it's 25th.
Okay, middle of the pack.
If you're looking quality of life, I have to scroll down and find us. We're 37th.
All right. So, I don't know. Big cities have a lot to do, but there's a lot of negative that comes with that as well. Everybody's on top of each other. Did you watch the Oscars last night? I'm just taking my personal polling data information
here. I did, yeah.
Did you? Did you enjoy the show?
I did. I thought it was very interesting. I was really surprised by the fact that no one film swept a lot of stuff.
Right. Have you seen a lot of the movies?
Huh?
Had you seen a lot of the nominations?
I've seen a lot of them. I've seen some of them, probably more than I normally would.
Okay.
And still would like to see several other ones that were nominated, even the ones that didn't, some of them didn't win.
All right, we're going to talk to Michelle Pollino a little bit later today. Any big surprises for you?
I can't wait for you to talk to her. She was there.
I know. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I love Michelle. All right, so any big surprises on your end as far as watching? And I didn't see any of it last night, so I'm working with a completely blank canvas here this morning. Any huge surprises?
Surprises. No, there were some tough decisions. I was really glad to see Allison Janney win.
Oh, I love her.
That category was just full of really good actresses. That must have been tough to vote for.
Yeah, but is there anybody better than her? She's fantastic.
I think I was a little surprised to see Gary Oldman win.
Really?
For that particular category. But
he played Winston Churchill, right? In the
other
film.
Yeah.
All right, great stuff. Tanya, enjoy your day, and we'll compare notes on how Illinois and New York stack up.